Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Announcing the imminent acceleration of oral stimulation due to the Crazy Kevin Show extravaganza, which includes friends, guests, and superstars invigoratingly and humorously entertaining the beautiful people of Toowoomba, Australia, and the world. Henceforth, listen with fervor to enjoy the titillation, frivolity, and downright indignation of Crazy Kevin and his Power FM radio wireless transmission of the Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, out and about. I've got a lovely lady here. What's your name?
I'm Elizabeth Kirby.
And Elizabeth, we've got a piano behind us. Now, come on, tell us what your profession is.
I'm a singing teacher and also a school teacher.
So you're a school teacher? Which school do you teach at?
I teach at Highlands Christian College.
And what do you enjoy about teaching?
I just love to inspire kids and other adults as well to, you know, be able to do stuff that they couldn't do before, or when, you know, get that aha moment that teachers talk about when finally someone gets it, what you're trying to teach them. And I also particularly love to teach music. I just feel like that's a really important part of life.
And do you get people coming to see you here, all ages as well, who want to sing?
Yes, I've taught young children, I teach teenagers and also adult beginners or sort of intermediate people who have wanted to sing for a long time and have never done it, or just want to improve on the singing that they're already doing. So,
and like you say, it gives you great satisfaction starting from somebody who's never really sung before, and then, well, not the finished product, but the end result.
Yeah, that's right. It's very inspiring when people are able to find their voice.
How do you find a voice?
Oh, well, it's a process. Well, I guess the voice is already there. It's just learning to accept what you've got and to train that as well. It's like the physical body, because your instrument is your body. So obviously if you're going to be good at a sport or something, you don't just all of a sudden do it. You have to train to be good at that. And it's the same with singing. You're using muscles that you normally wouldn't use when you're speaking. You're training all those muscles and everything in your throat and in your whole body, really, to be able to support that sound that you're doing, whatever sort of style that you want to do, but in a healthy way.
Well, saying that, everybody sort of says, like the great opera singers and all that, they sing from the diaphragm. How do you get your diaphragm exercising? You can't take the diaphragm to the gym, can you?
No, well, the diaphragm, there's a lot of sort of talk about the diaphragm, but you can't actually physically move your diaphragm. It's not something that's voluntary. So, yeah, I guess that's talking about breathing and support and making sure that you're breathing deeply rather than just in your shallow chest area. So I don't focus too much on, you know, worrying about the diaphragm, because you can't control that. But, yeah, there's a lot that goes into learning how to sing really functionally and efficiently.
Using the voice as well when you're singing to sort of, like, not do too much on the throat and hurt the vocal cords too much.
That's right. Well, you shouldn't hurt the vocal cords at all. You shouldn't be forcing your larynx or vocal cords or anything to do anything. You should be training it to, I don't know, allow the sounds to happen rather than trying to manipulate anything. So that's really important.
Well, Elizabeth, if anybody would like to contact you, we've got some people singing in the shower at the moment and they would like to improve their singing, how can they contact you?
You can contact me on keyvocalstudio.com.au. That's on the website. I've also got a Facebook page, The Key Vocal Studio. And you can get me on the email info@keyvocals.com.au.
Elizabeth, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Crazy Kevin on the radio.
It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
Yes, it's that music time, and guess what it is? It's our Golden Album of the Week. And this week, it's been chosen by our amazing singing teacher, Elizabeth. She said she loves a bit of Sting, so I thought, let's combine Sting with The Police, and let's have some of The Police's greatest hits for our Golden Album of the Week. Now, The Police were a British rock band formed in London in 1977. For most of the history, the band consisted of Sting, lead vocals, bass guitar, primary songwriter, Andy Summers guitar, and Stuart Copeland on drums and percussion. The Police became globally popular in the late 1970s and early 1980s and are generally regarded as one of the first new wave groups to achieve mainstream success playing a style of rock influenced by punk, reggae, and jazz. And what we're going to kick off with is Every Breath You Take. It was taken from the album Synchronicity, written by Sting, and the single was the biggest US and UK hit of 1983, topping the Billboard Hit 100 singles for 8 weeks. And the song is considered to be both The Police's and Sting's signature tune. So here we go, Every Breath You Take. And you're listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM. It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
I'm Meg Beth.
You are a musician. We're going to be hearing you a little bit later on. How old are you, Meg?
I'm 17.
And how long have you been playing music and singing music?
I've been singing since I can remember. Been writing music since I was about 10.
Well, when you say writing music, I always ask musicians this. Do you get the lyrics first and then the tune afterwards, or is it the tune first and then the lyrics?
For me, it's, I think it's like at the same time nearly. Sometimes it's lyrics first and then melody, and sometimes it's the other way around. Yeah, normally I start with like the piano or guitar, and then a melody kind of pops into my head at the same time as lyrics do. I don't know, it's a bit confusing. I don't know, it just happens really.
Have you got any musical influences? Anybody that you like?
I really like John Mayer. I think he's a brilliant singer-songwriter and musician. I like a lot of different music, like Shawn Mendes.
Ooh. So you got a bit of an eclectic. You don't. It's not just one genre. You like all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I mainly like pop music, but starting to get into rock, like more chill rock and indie.
What instruments do you play?
I play the piano, guitar, flute. Bit of ukulele.
Everybody plays a ukulele, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and I sing, and I can do a little bit of other instruments, but those are my main ones.
If you're singing, it's not one of your songs. What other songs would you sing?
Taylor Swift has been a huge influence on me, like, since the start. Like, not so much now. I love her old music, so I do a lot of covers from her old music. I like Alicia Keys. I do If I Ain't Got You, like, pretty much every gig, because it's just a good one. And yeah, I try to do like a mix of older songs and songs that people don't know and popular songs as well.
Well, Meg, if anybody would like to contact you for future gigs or just to find out a little bit more about you, how can they contact you?
I have a website at megbethmusic.com. All the links to my social media accounts are on my website too.
Tell us all about this EP you've done.
I released an EP album last October. It's called Take Me Away. It has 5 songs on it, and I recorded it at my uncle's studio in Brisbane called The Production House.
Which one would you want to sing off the EP?
The lead track on my album is Wildfire.
Tell me a little bit about Wildfire.
The first line is, I've heard some things, rumours spread like fire. So it's about like rumours and how people say stuff about you but they're not true, and it can be about like a relationship and how people are saying things. You're scared that it's going to like tear their relationship apart and you just don't want to lose the person.
Well, we're going to listen to the song now. Thank you so much, Meg, for chatting to me today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pulling
Time for our second track off our Golden Album of the Week. Don't forget, if you want a Golden Album, if you've got a musician, a band, whoever you like, just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and I'll try and get it on the show for you. Anyway, what we've got for you next, we've got The Police and another track for you. This is Message in a Bottle. It was written by the band's lead singer and bassist, Sting. The song is about the story of a castaway on an island who sends out a message in a bottle to seek love. A year later, he has not received any sort of response and despairs, thinking he is destined to be alone. Oh! The next day, he sees 100 billion bottles on the shore, finding out that there are more people like him out there. The song was the first of their 5 UK number one singles. Rolling Stone ranked it at number 65 on its list of 100 greatest guitar songs of all time. So here we go. This is The Police, A Message in a Bottle.
Yeah. too crazy.
Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and it's our brand new Lawyer Speak with Kiri here. How are you today, Kiri?
I'm really great, thanks, Kev. How are you going?
Oh, I'm doing great. Now, what information are we going to give to people today, then?
Well, I thought we'd start off with the basics where everyone knows about it's your will. So what's in a will, what it should cover, why you need one, and I'm also going to cover some of these great myths that I've come across that clients tell me, and we're going to bust a few of those, Kev.
Well, Kerry, talking about wills, why does actually somebody need a will?
Well, Kev, it's not nice to think about, and it's definitely not nice to talk about, but unfortunately we are all going to pass away at some point in our lives, and if you don't have a will in place, then unfortunately it doesn't just all go to your spouse, like a lot of people seem to think. It's going to go in accordance with the rules of intestacy. So the state government and the legislation there is going to decide who receives your assets. So to prevent that, it's really important that you have a will in place.
And how often should you change your will?
We recommend that you update your will probably every 3 to 5 years. Just have a look at it, have a read over it and check that it still reflects your wishes. But there's also a few trigger events that we recommend. If these have occurred in your life, you then revisit your will. Some obvious ones are if your executors or a beneficiary has passed away or if you feel that they can no longer act. If you've married, then you should definitely update your will because the previous one would have been revoked. If you've been divorced, if you've entered into a de facto relationship or if you've left a de facto relationship, or if your assets have changed, you've acquired an asset, you've won the lotto maybe, or your assets have changed, you now own different properties, or maybe you just don't like the people you were originally giving things to and you want to change that.
So people can do that.
Yes, absolutely. You can give your assets to whoever you like, but I mean, of course, there are certain norms that we see. So usually we find it going to spouses, children, grandchildren, things like that, or friends, other family members, but there's nothing stopping you from giving your assets to any person that you know.
Well, Kiri, thank you once again for chatting to me today, and it's been great. More insight next week, is that okay?
Absolutely, Kev, it's always a pleasure.
And that's Kiri from... Whereabouts do you work, Kiri?
I'm just at Murdoch Lawyers here on Margaret Street, Kev.
Okay, it's time for our third and final track from her golden album of the week. And we've got The Police for you. What we're going to play for you now is Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. This song is notable because it features a pianist, which is uncommon in Police songs. And it dates back to a demo recorded in the house of Mike Howlett in the autumn of 1976. If you listen to the chorus, Sting, not knowing any other word which would rhyme with magic, use the word tragic. Stuart Colton said of this moment, I remember Sting for years trying to think of a rhyme for magic, as in every little thing she does is magic. I think the only word he could come up with apart from tragic was pelagic, which means ocean going. There I was in my leather pants and punk hairdo, pondering the distinction between ocean going and river going fish. So here we go, a third and final track from The Police, and it's Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
I'm
you enjoyed the music on the Crazy Kevin Show. Listening on Power FM. It's that music, so it's fitness time again here on Power FM with Crazy Kevin. And I've got a lovely new lady here. This is Coach Dan Dan. How are you today?
Great, Kevin. How are you?
I've looked at your Facebook page and everything, and you've got a bit of people doing some training, but you've also got lots of inspirational things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Kevin. Well, a lot of people do ask me, you know, they're like, it's a gym. You're supposed to be showing us how to do a push-up or how to do a squat, but I tend to put up posts that go a little bit deeper than that, and I ask people not just to work on your diet and your fitness, but to look at the real source of you. And, you know, some people are happy where they are, and they're training for other reasons, just for mental health, but other people got to a certain place physically, and they're unhappy with where they are. I don't think any real sustainable change could occur unless you go a little bit deeper within and look at like the real source of you, how you got there, why you're there.
So you're not into these like 10-week body transformations?
I mean, I know there's a time and a place for some people that might work for them, but I have a little bit of a resistance to them, because I think it's very easy for people, you know, to get to a place where there's a bit of uncomfort, like they're uncomfortable with themselves, and they say, okay, that's it. I've been watching her page, or I've been watching these videos, I've been reading these self-help books, and now I've just got to turn up and I just got to say yes to coming. And they come, and then they make all these drastic changes, and they sort of fall prey to the, not when people are selling them, but they sort of fall victim into this consumerism that's going to buy a 6-week program, or for $200 I'll transform your life for, you know, whatever. I don't think you should be making or looking to make huge changes, maybe just tiny little small changes that are sustainable. I don't want people to, after 6 weeks, feel like a failure and then fall back right into that sort of that hamster wheel and keep running around in circles but not getting anywhere, you know. So I want to get somewhere, and we do get somewhere. We have done an 8-week challenge with a nutritionist to come on board. Along with that, there's a lot of inner work that I encourage people to do. It's not like I'm forcing them to read my mindless ramblings, but I do encourage people to look within and do a little bit of self-improvement, yeah.
Well, that's been amazing advice this week for us, Coach Dan Dan. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Is that okay?
That'd be awesome. Crazy Kevin, thank you.
Oh, no, I've got to keep an eye on that clock. Is that the time already? Well, Crazy Kevin Show, that's me. The show has come to an end. But don't forget, as always, send me any jokes. If you'd like to have an interview, if you've got a business or a musician, or you've even got a golden album of the week, drop me an email, as always, to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you again. And once again, bye-bye for now. Keep it safe, and always have a smile on your face.